Give me control of a nation's money, and I care not who makes her laws, said Meyer Amschel Rothschild at the turn of the 19th century. Today, the Rothschilds and associate Jewish banks, like Goldman Sachs, control the money of the entire Western world, once known as Christendom, which in former times looked upon the Jew as a malignant moneylender. But the moneylender has now engulfed our entire globalized economy in the Jewish international network, deceptively known as central banks, centered around America's Federal Reserve, a private Jewish bank, which lends money to America at interest. Don't be fooled. America is not in debt primarily to China, but to the Jews at the Federal Reserve, who fill the coffers of the U.S. Treasury with simple book entries, money printed out of thin air, at interest. You see, the Fed's principal shareholders are the Rothschild Group out of London and its associate global banks, Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase, who have no qualms offshoring American jobs to China and India. And acting on behalf of these shareholders are Jews themselves, Ben Shalom Bernanke, Alan Greenspan, and its original head, Paul Warburg, whose banking dynasty still thrives today at M.M. Warburg out of Germany. And Ben Shalom Bernanke is always there to remind us that Congress relinquished its power to coin America's money to the Jewish-owned Fed.
Which branch of government has the absolute authority to manage monetary policy?
The Congress has the authority, and it's delegated to the Federal Reserve. That's a policy decision that you made.
Now, the most powerful army in the world is the U.S. military and its subsidiary, NATO. But with the economy on the rails, who cuts its paychecks and gives the orders? Jews, a powerful Jewish network whose goals include blurring national distinctiveness, particularly obliterating any remnant of Christian consciousness and memory. For with the open immigration law of 1965, pushed by the American Jewish Committee and Jewish Senator Jacob Javits, the Christian complexion of America was snuffed out, never to return again. Go to Seattle, and you think you're in Saudi Arabia. Go to New York, and you're in New Delhi. Or go to Minneapolis, and you'll swear you're in Somalia. It's a Jewish-inspired globalization of our everyday experience, preparing us for a one-world governance, which is already in place. For all the levers of globalization's trading platforms, Forex, letters of credit, SWIFT, are in the hands of international Jewry. My friends, a great transformation is upon us. America is no longer sovereign. We no longer make our own decisions and policies. The only way to begin to see our way out of this is to cancel all debts incurred to the Fed, close our borders, and take control of our country once again.